Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode 350. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
And welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back for episode 350.
Yeah, you picked a good one. Tree fitty.
That, well, you know, I like my returns to be a monumental number. So it's almost like I planned it 349 episodes ago.
You knew very well that
I always know.
Ago, you're going to end up where you are now. Mm-hmm. And be like, you know what? Let me come back in grand style.
Yes. I never told you I'm psychotic, a psychic. I mean,
little column A, little column B.
Little column A, a lot of column B. Guess which?
Yeah. Well, welcome. Well, as always, we're happy to have you back, of course, because
thank
we
you.
Wouldn't be doing this without you.
Correct.
And thank you to Mario last week for filling
thank
in.
Thank you, Mario.
Yes.
How was the
Route 110?
Route 110 comic show.
Yes. Sorry. Oh, it was, for me, it was really good, actually. It was a fun time. And basically, again, folks, we've been promoting it and we'll still promote it, even though we're not going to be there next month for December. Mm-hmm. But it's a Route 110 comic show in Melville, New York. Great, great new, not new anymore, but great comic show. I made out like a bandit, I'm going to be honest with you. And I wasn't even selling comic books.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, just pop vinyls, you know, just kind of letting go of some of those.
Pops are popular.
Yes, they are. And especially with one guy, the guy who was there last time.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
He came back and he did me well. So he cleaned up. His wife's not going to be happy.
Nope. doesn't matter because your pocket is.
Exactly. And then I had some games as well I was selling, mostly duplicates. Okay. Which I'll explain in a little bit. And yeah, someone kind of like guy came around the table again. And then finally, right before we're getting ready to close up, he pulled the trigger on a few of them, which again, I'll go over in a little bit.
Nice.
So, and then, just to say there was a, oh, forgive me. I forgot the name of the charity, but there was a donation van there. And I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, mm-hmm. Nothing high end. I didn't even bring anything high end with me, but, okay. The rest of the pops that I had.
Donate.
Here you go. Enjoy. Give them to children. Though I don't know what they're going to do with the Killer Clowns from Outer Space pop vinyls.
Yeah, you know what? Somewhere out there is a twisted little child who will love that.
Probably. So the guy
who
looked just like Santa Claus and probably dresses like him for the holidays, he was very happy putting it in the back of the van. So very good
very
stuff.
Cool.
Yep. So I
very cool.
But I still have a ton. In fact, when I got home the next day, I got some more pop vinyls came in. My Clerks 3 pop vinyls came.
Now
it's more stuff. Again, these were Clerks 3, so mm-hmm. I can get those. I still got some wrestling ones to get. And okay. But a bunch of them are gone. So bottom line, good show.
All right. Well, yes. Good to hear that. And, you know, we also just bypassed Thanksgiving.
We did, yes. Happy did. Turkey Day.
Turkey Day has come and gone, and we are now officially in. Christmas season.
Oh, my favorite time of year.
Yes. All hail Zelda tree.
That is awesome. I like that tree. A little tiny tree. Yeah, that's not your cool. official tree, is it?
No. My official tree has been put up upstairs in my new home.
I didn't know you had it upstairs.
Oh yeah, no. This is
a lie. Maybe I didn't know you had upstairs.
Yeah, no. It's a two floor. It's a two floor
nice.
Place. Two floor.
Yes.
Condo.
Congratulations, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't so much go retro. Although this place is 30 something years old, but I did purchase a home.
Fair enough. Fair
my
enough.
New
it's
game.
Like it's
my
living the Sims. The Sims in real life.
Yes, I am the Sims.
Is this the first time you're owning a dual floor abode?
Yes.
There you go. It's the first yes. for everything.
Yeah, the stairs are giving me a workout, which is great.
Awesome.
You know, especially, but thankfully I hired movers, so they had to figure out how to get the furniture down the stairs. Because it's not like one straight set of stairs. It kind of curves around.
Oh, my gosh. So, pivot.
Yeah, pivot. Exactly. I watched them pivot my bed frame. It was great. I was just standing there like, I don't have to do it.
What? Yeah, that's good, right?
No, I
didn't have to do it either, so I appreciate it as well. But I would be more than happy to help you out.
I know, and as much as I appreciate that, I didn't want you driving 3 hours break yourself.
Yeah, honestly, to get back, because the next day was the show. The
One-time exactly. comic show. So no, that wouldn't have worked out very well. So no. I did hire movers, but then I spent the entire week. Literally, I spent the entire week just setting up the place. And what you're seeing behind me looks very familiar, because I kind of had a similar setup in my previous place. This is actually the setup to my new office, because I have an actual office in my home, which is really cool. And in a couple of minutes, I think what I'll do is I'll give you guys a tour.
Okay.
Because this is not the only video game setup in my office.
Oh, look at this. Look at you.
So, but before we do that, since it will involve me picking up my camera and moving it around, and I won't be able to see what's going on, so hopefully you'll be able to guide me a little bit.
I think so.
Yeah. I wanted to share a couple of purchases I made first.
Yes, let's do it. Are these Black Friday related, or?
No, actually, these were a Small Business Saturday. So, okay. So I made it a point to go out on Small Business Saturday and find a local video game store, which, you know, Larry, you have your Game Ons.
I do.
Right. So now, now that I've moved, I have to find some new stores.
You are required by law.
Yes. Well, you'll actually be happy with this one, because I found this store. It's called Empire Video Games.
Okay.
And the owner of the store, his name is Larry.
Hey, there you go.
So after I told him he had a horrible name, I told him about the podcast and all that stuff, and then I'd give him a shout out. So shout out to Empire Video Games and Larry for a very cool store. Awesome. He's only been there a couple of years. He's actually still setting it up.
Oh, wow.
Or he's setting it up and recovering from Black Friday.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yes.
Yeah. So I spent some time in there, kind of, rooted around and stuff, saw some really cool games.
Okay.
Picked up a handful.
Cool.
Picked up a handful. First, I'm starting off with something new, though. For the Switch, I picked up a copy of Hyrule Warriors: Age of Calamity.
I could have sworn you already had that. Okay.
No, do not own any of the Hyrule Warriors games.
They're a fun game. I only have one from the Wii U, and it's really fun.
You mean this one?
Viola. Yes. So
I also picked up Hyrule Warriors on the Wii U because I never owned it. Now, I know they came out with a version of this on the Switch as well, and I think there's more content to it.
There probably is. I don't know if it was DLC or just.
Yeah. But anyway, my Wii U collection is really small. So I wanted. So while I was standing there, I was like, you know what? Let me buff it up. And he was still doing his Black Friday sale. So I got a really good price on it. Which was
good. Good.
Also,
take him for what it's worth.
Yep. Also for the Wii U, another game that I never owned. Because again, I think I only have 5 or 6 Wii U games. Mm-hmm. So I grabbed a copy of New Super Mario Brothers U, which also comes with New Super Luigi Brothers U.
So much fun. I mean, that the new Super Luigi, whatever, the Luigi version.
Yeah,
is Super great. Luigi U. Is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm looking forward to that. And then I also picked up this week, not related to this, I also picked up this week Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Oh. Yeah, no.
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers Wonder and Super Mario RPG, of course.
Yes. I
haven't done anything with them yet. They're not but I have a very long trip coming up.
Okay.
Which will necessitate very long plane rides. So I'm going to have plenty of time to play them.
Excellent.
But getting back to Empire Video Games, that is the name of the place, right?
Yes. And they're on Instagram at Empire Video Games.
There you go. Empire Video Games. The last thing I picked up from them, I forgot this existed until I saw it in the case, and I didn't realize it was on the PlayStation 2, so I snagged it when I saw it there. But I grabbed a copy of Shining Force Neo.
I have that. I just came across it actually going through my collection.
Yeah,
great
I did not have this one, so I picked up a copy, and of course,
an original receipt in there.
I got the complete with the instruction book.
I still never understood why every PS2 box had a spot for the memory card. How many memory cards are you gonna? You're not gonna have one per game. Yep.
I don't think you needed it in the beginning, but at a certain point, some of the games, I think the save was big enough for one memory card.
They did get big after a while. You're right.
So So I guess that's just why they just made it uniform.
Yeah.
So that's what I picked up there. There were a handful of other games that I wanted to grab, but, you know, obviously I'll be back again. So I opted to hold off. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I have a mortgage now. So I am broke and broken at the same time.
Nice. Congratulations. Well, very good haul. I like what you got. Mm-hmm. And yes, Empire Video Games. I'm sure when I get up there, we'll check that out as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll check it out. And again, check them out at Empire Video Games. Well, on Instagram.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, I guess I bought them. Technically, I did, but months ago. A couple games actually came in. Now, one I mentioned last week, but due to issues and the fact that myself and Mario were exhausted from the Route 110 comic, it was an audio-only episode, even on YouTube. Okay. So I mentioned this game, but I didn't get a chance to show it off, so I'm going to do it now. This was a limited run game, a physical game for the Super NES, Rendering Ranger R2.
Oh, nice.
Yes, very cool. It's kind of almost like a hybrid adventure platform shoot 'em up.
Okay. Sort of. Very cool.
The cart, I know it's, the sun's starting to set here, so, but gorgeous, like a clear smoke cart for the Super Nintendo. So very cool on that one.
Very cool.
That finally came in, one of the ones I forgot I had ordered. And then another one I completely forgot I had ordered, a Genesis game called Life on Earth Reimagined. This is cover is safe enough for us. So Life on Earth. It's actually a sequel to another. This is not a, again, an independent publisher, not a home.
Okay.
And Life on Mars, which is like a great like Metroidvania type game.
Mm-hmm.
This one, if I remember correctly, is more a platformer, but it's kind of a pseudo sequel to it. So literally this one just came today. So I haven't had a chance to play this. Definitely can't wait to check that out.
Very cool.
I was hoping to have an unboxing of sorts today, but due to some sort of weather anomaly that FedEx is completely unaware of, even though their website said it, I was supposed to get the Atari 2600 Plus delivered.
Oh, yes, that thing.
Actually, yesterday from when we're recording. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, I'm psyched. I'm looking forward to this thing. I got that. I got the paddles coming in.
Okay.
A couple of games which actually ship separately, and those are gonna be through post office. But you know, I went on FedEx, and all of a sudden it's like, system interruption or whatever, weather conditions. So I'm like, oh, what's happening? Because it's shipped from California,
right?
Which none of us have any luck with to begin with.
No, I think we've all had bad luck with anything shipping to or from California.
It's been wicked. So I'm like, all right, I'll give it a day or two. But like the week went by or whatever. So finally I DM'd FedEx on X, and they're like, we don't know. There's no weather conditions. I'm like, your app says weather conditions is the reason why. They're like, no. Hello. We just use it as a placeholder. It's really more we're understaffed and overworked or whatever it was. Okay. Well, whatever. Since that happened, it's now in Indianapolis. So it's on its way.
Okay.
So I should get it Monday.
Right. Nice.
I'm really kind of looking forward to the weekend playing it. I know. Right,
so you're just going to have to hold off.
I'm sure. And I don't know if you have anything in news about it, because I've heard some rumblings.
I've heard some rumblings that it's not worth the price tag and all of that stuff. But, you know, I mean,
people are cheap.
Well, you know what it is? These games have come out 1,000 times over, including the 50th anniversary collection. So, like, you need to do something different in order to make it worthy of the price tag it is. And I guess people just don't feel like they hit that.
I don't know. To me, it's two systems in one, and it plays legacy carts. I guess that's the official term now, legacy carts, like original cartridges.
Okay.
I'm coining it, so there you go.
There you go. Hurry up and get to the patent office.
You're welcome, Internet.
Yeah,
legacy carts. Yeah, and it takes 52 and 7800, and I, for the life of me, can't find any 7800 games. But still, I just like the idea of having like an original, being able to play original carts like that. But that will get here. When it gets here, God only knows when the duo shipping.
Nope.
Have you had an update on your N64 module?
I actually did, because was it like a few days ago, like four or five days ago, I got an email from Polymega, and they're like, hey, you know, we're just checking to make sure your address is up to date because your order is about to ship. And I'm like, ooh. Thank you. So ran on there, changed my address. I gave him my new address. And then
by the by.
I got a response from them confirming that,
saying again. Yeah.
Well, that's what everybody tells me.
No, because you had to up. I'm sure you had to update for the original shipping.
Everybody tells me that, including the FBI. So they confirmed my new address, and then I got a notice that it will be shipping. And I think there'll be a bit of it in news later about.
All right, cool.
It will be shipping soon, which is
great. Weather issues.
No, not weather issues.
And then the other things that I ordered that came in, two Christmas ornaments. Again, 'tis the season. Ooh, I finally got my tree up, as I mentioned. And they are the, I haven't even opened these yet, so God knows if they've even broken.
Mine are already on my tree.
The Nintendo Entertainment System Hallmark.
Ah, very nice.
System. And the Dreamcast Hallmark.
Ah, very cool. Yes. I have to wait. Dreamcast is new this year, right?
Yeah, 2023.
All right, I got to get that. Well, even though they say that, sometimes they're a reissue. Oh, so, for example, I have two Super Nintendo consoles, and they came out two different years.
Oh, no, I think this is legit.
Yeah, I think that was new this year, and I have to get one of those.
Gotcha.
The only one I got so far from this year's collection is Cat Mario.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I have the Super Nintendo from last year and the Genesis.
I have the Genesis from last year too. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I have the Super Nintendo from 2021 and 2022. Same exact thing. That looks really cool.
Now, I don't have the batteries in it.
Yeah, I was going to say the VMU turns on.
It does. Okay, so the power button is the button you press.
Yes.
For it to go. And then when it works, supposedly Sonic lights up on the VMU.
Nice.
So that's actually really cool.
I wonder if it has any music or anything like the rest of them do.
Good question. I don't remember. Maybe something from Sonic Adventure. And we'll just pop open the NES one real fast.
Yeah, you'll find out. The NES one, is this also new this year? I thought I had.
No, NES, I think, has been out for.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember.
Been out for a while. I don't know when.
I don't remember if I have it or not.
There's no year on it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I think I do.
It's been a couple years. I think it's been out for a little while.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's.
But this is the first time. Lord knows, I probably already have it. So, but just to open it. Oh, look at
that. I'll trade you. I have a Super Nintendo.
I already have one. But I think mine broke already. I don't know.
Oh, see? Both of mine work.
How dare you, sir. There it is. Look at that.
It looks really cool.
I love it. And I'm assuming it's going to be the power. No, the power button's covered. Oh, no, there it goes. Yeah, the power button.
Nice.
All right.
Very nice.
So those two, very cool. I mean,
good purchases for your tree.
Hallmark always gets a good amount of money for me around the holiday season. One quick note I'll give you, though, is the ones that you did not buy from this year's collection, if you go there after Christmas, you'll get a good deal on them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Usually what I do. The ones that I don't get for this year, I'll get after Christmas and I do a good job. Last year, I think I bought them in Canada, so they were even cheaper.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Yes. Love that conversion rate.
Yeah, good old Canadian prices. Okay. So right now, since I have moved to a new location, and I'm actually really excited about this because the last place that I lived, I really didn't have a lot of space because it was a one-bedroom apartment. There really wasn't a lot for me to put out so I can have access to everything. But now that I have a home and I have my own office, I have access to a lot more stuff, and I want to share what the layout looks like. And Larry, when you come up here, you're definitely going to enjoy what you see. So I'm going to unplug my headphones.
Oh, okay.
And then you're going to have to guide me because I'm going to be holding the camera
right out the front door.
Yeah. Just guide me right out the front door. Even though I'm downstairs and can't go outside.
Oh yeah. Good. It's a death trap. Very good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally is. I'll talk as much as I possibly can.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
All right. So starting off, I just moved my mic a little bit. So here's my setup back here.
Very good.
So
nice.
We got my usual setup there. The games are in the bottom there.
Oh, okay. In the little drawers that you have.
Yeah, the little drawers have the games. I got my running medals, which is
look at that.
Up top there you can see my pictures up on the wall.
Very cool. Love the Zelda shield. I love that Zelda shield. Like, I get mine hanging. Shield
that we originally got at the Renaissance Fair.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Got some, and then got some of my merch. I put some of my merch away. I just had too much.
Okay. Fair.
Coming over here, we got our Mario poster.
Love it. The Super Mario Brothers movie poster. The animated movie, not the 1993 movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna swing to the right, going back. My seventh guest up there, which I love.
Yeah, that is cool.
So this is the podcast setup. Now I'm going to take you over to desk number two.
Oh, look at this.
Which is my Commodore 64 and my 90s PC that I picked up at the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo.
Look at you, your dual computer on a single monitor.
Yeah, well, the Commodore's not hooked up to that monitor. I don't think it can.
Oh, okay.
If it can, Jack will tell me and I'll set it up.
Probably. Well, I saw the two keyboards. That's why I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so we got our Commodore 64.
Very cool.
You can see some floppy disks over there.
What is that thing on sitting on top of it? Is that a joystick? Oh, no. That's the Mini.
Yeah, this is a joystick for the Commodore.
That is such a weird... I don't remember that joystick. That is such a weird-looking joystick.
Loose to the side.
Oh, that's right. Okay, now it makes sense because it sticks to the bottom of the thing. Yeah. Oh, of the keyboard. Okay.
Yeah, I don't have it.
No. It's stuck there. Made total sense. It's weird. When it's not in position, you're like, what is that?
And then this is the keyboard, mouse, and that PC I bought.
That is a thick mouse.
Yep. All right, moving on.
Very cool. Ah, look at this thing. Nice.
Max Men Arcade.
Beauty.
Yep, very nice. Over there is desk number three, which is my work desk, my workstation. My job gets the smallest desk.
Fair enough, but it's like you're living in like a call center. There's so many different computers going on
here. Oh, yeah, totally. And then you'll see some setup up there. I've got my Legos and stuff.
Very nice. Wow, that's a big window.
Yep, big window. But now my favorite spot, which is the real setup.
Oh, there we go.
So I can't get super close without losing the camera.
That's okay.
So you'll see, obviously, the TV setup. On the light in the corner are all my minis.
Yeah, so for those listening, again, what we're looking at right now is basically Anthony's gaming setup, his entertainment center, if you will.
Yep. So the consoles that I have out, I have the Xbox One, the Xbox 360. Next to the 360, I don't know if you can see it, is the Atari Jaguar.
Oh, nice. I forgot you got a Jaguar. Man.
Yeah, I got the Nintendo GameCube, N64, and the Wii U down there.
Beauty.
In the middle, under the TV, I have my Retro Freak and my Polymega.
Very good.
And then over here on the right side, we have the Sega Master System, the Saturn, the Dreamcast, and then the PS2 Slim and the PS3.
Beauty.
And then I got my books down there. Yeah. You see the Power Glove and the NES Advantage.
Oh, that's okay. I was trying to figure out what that was. Okay, yes, very cool.
And then Mario's kind of hanging out over there.
He is keeping everything on watch. I'm sure the cats love him.
That is the setup for my office.
That's a beautiful setup. And what I like about your setup, as Anthony sets everything back up, what I love about the setup is it's very, when I say open, meaning like there's a lot of room for all the systems to breathe. Looks like you can get behind them if you need to. You can get behind the TV if you need to. I'm sure, because we weren't that close to it, I'm sure you got centrally located all the plugs. You know what I mean?
Everything's very easy access, which is great. All the games are within reach, so I can just
even better.
Yep. So the one thing that I lament is I did not notice this, I think, when I moved last year, but during my move from LA to New York, my PlayStation 4 disappeared.
That, well, not shocking comparing and saying where you came from, but
I didn't ship it necessarily. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. It was put on a moving truck
somewhere.
It was put on a moving truck and apparently did not make it here, because I've gone through everything
mm-hmm.
here and it is not here. It was definitely not packed when I left Brooklyn. So unfortunately, my PS4 is gone. I'm going to have to replace it.
No, you don't. Well, I mean, yes, to have it.
I do want to have it. Cause one of the things I was going to set up down here was the PSVR on my PS4 instead of the VR on the 5. And I don't have the 4 right now.
So I was going to say, where's the, I guess that your newer consoles are in the main, I'm assuming in the main.
So room? Yeah. Yeah. In my main living room.
Okay.
the 5, the Switch, and the Steam Deck.
Gotcha. Okay. Because the 5 can double as your DVD player, probably as well. So,
yeah. True, but I have a DVD player hooked up upstairs too. Because when mom visits, she's not going to know. Oh, fair.
You don't want her touching the PS5.
No. No. Yeah, then she'll press like 3 buttons and it'll break.
It will reset the whole thing. Yeah. No, I mean, that's why I still have the PS4. There we are. Yep. Still on the wall. I mean, the PS5 basically makes the 4 obsolete, mm-hmm. except for maybe what the one game I can't play on the PS5. It's like a UFC game that I guess I got for Games for Gold or whatever the PS thing.
I'm excited to have all the Xboxes hooked up again.
No, that's cool. And I'm going to get into that in a few moments because.
I did not hook up the OG Xbox though, because I think the 360 is backwards compatible, right?
Not completely.
Nope. Well, that'll be a trial and error type of thing. Like all the other systems I have, like Xbox, Sega CD, all that stuff, I didn't hook up anything where I could play those games on a different system. So because my Polymega is out.
Oh, I gotcha.
My PS1. No,
that makes sense.
Yeah, my PS1, my Sega CD, my Turbo Graphics, none of that stuff is out.
But would you eventually want to put them out anyway, just to display? You know, like even if you're putting it on a different wall or something.
Yeah, I thought about that. Right now, like the space is full.
Oh yeah, look, you got time to think about it. Don't get me wrong.
The space is full, but we'll see what happens as time goes by.
Of course. But no, when you boot up. Well, first of all, one thing, now you know what it's like to lose a complete video game system, because I still don't know where my original Wii went. So. Yeah. So now you feel my pain.
Oh, I know. But I have a good excuse though. I've moved I've moved like 20 times. I go, if I've only lost one console,
it's not that bad. You're right.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm pretty good. So, not only that, it's a PS4, which is like a current console. So it's easier to get my hands on it.
Correct.
But unfortunate nonetheless, I have to call Sony though. Because somebody told me to call Sony to see if my PS4 is active. And if it is active, they can find it or they can shut it off.
That's one thing to shut it off. But that'd be good. Like, I can't even imagine someone showing up from Sony at someone's house and be like, excuse me.
It's probably my brother-in-law.
That'd be awesome. He gets arrested for it. So, but talking about like these old, like the Xbox 360 is what I'm trying to say, or even the PS3, like booting up those systems. Because I did this this past week, I booted up the PS3, my PS3, I booted up my Xbox 360, which has been forever. Like the plume of dust that came out the back was wicked.
Oh yeah,
but maybe you probably won't experience this as much. Look at that! Look at him! Holy cow!
He's very happy at his new home.
Oh, he looks ecstatic.
Aren't you happy? Are you happy? Yes.
Put me down now.
Link is always happy. And he's gone.
So you might not experience this much, but I purchase a lot of games digitally. But also back then, there were a lot of digital exclusives anyway. So like my Xbox 360 has X-Men the arcade game on it, and my PS3 has The Simpsons arcade game on it when they came out. So that's why I'll never get rid of those.
Same.
But I booted them up because again, for no other reason than just I look, it is what it is. I'm digital. I'm in the process of digitizing, for lack of a better term, my gaming collection as best as I can.
Okay.
Now, unlike the movies, which like there was a designated website to do this, when I converted my almost like I would say 95% of my DVD, my movie library is now digital. This is going to be an investment, and this is not, I'm not looking, I mean, you can say what you want. I know you're going to give a pot shot at me about it, but this is definitely going to be an investment to get a lot of these games available digitally.
Right. No, I throw pot shots at you so much about doing the digital thing.
You've been doing it since 1994.
I know. I don't even think I need to. So at this point, it's just a given.
Well, I made out pretty good this week because some of it was on sale. So,
at least you took advantage of that. But look, we've been in the business of rebuying things over and over again for
1,000%.
For years. So you know, so who am I to judge you? Oh, wait, no, I am right to judge you.
Who are you? Like, for example, and I know there's going to be, you're going to groan at me. I know there's a couple people out there is going to groan at me. And when they see me, probably throw things at me. But like a couple of the games that I sold at the Retro X, Route 110 comic show.
Yep.
PS1, Symphony of the Night.
Ah.
And PS1, Castlevania Chronicles.
Why would you do that?
Because I already have them on the PS3. In okay. fact,
wait, did you sell Castlevania Chronicles without asking me if I had it? Because I don't.
No, you do have it.
No, I have Symphony of the Night. I don't have Chronicles.
No, you have.
Mm.
You have the Rondo of Blood collection.
You mean oh the Japanese?
The version. Yeah the that's. Oh. So that's my bad. Yes. So I apologize about that because I could
have sworn you had it. You.
So
I do not.
Okay.
All right. So track that person down. Get it back and gimme.
I swear to God, I thought it was part of a collection that you already had. That is truly my bad.
Unfortunately, no.
To be fair though, I was selling it when we were together. So the fact that you didn't pull the trigger then. You know what? This is not my fault.
No, I don't even remember seeing it last time.
You should have, because it had a pretty good price on it.
Oh. Well, then.
I mean, I you would have gotten a better deal, but.
Well, yeah, I would have taken it.
Well, no. I know. You know why? You know why you might not have taken it? Because remember, none of this stuff is in its original casing.
Oh, that's true.
Everything is gone. Everything is out of its casing. So.
Right. Of course. So I would have given you like a dollar.
I priced it at 50.
Wow.
Yeah, look, someone bought it. I had a good deal. Look, it was the other day. I wanted to get rid of it. In any event, so because I have these games, I have these two games.
Yes, no. I understand why you're getting rid of them.
So, in fact, this.
When the whole digital craze falls apart, though, and you need to rebuy them all physically, I get to point and laugh at you.
No, as long as I can still boot up my PS3, I'm good to go. Gotcha. This right now is the collection of games for those watching on YouTube that I currently am getting ready to get rid of, because these now I have digital.
Right.
And it was funny when I was going through the PS3 and the Xbox 360, like I'm literally bouncing back and forth between the two of them, because I also realized that I had multiple copies over different systems, which meant I purchased these games, not like Nintendo. That's a different ballgame. I know I'm purchasing the games again from system to system. Here, I'm like, why do I have a copy of Batman Arkham Asylum on my PS3, on my Xbox, and, you know, wishlisting it on my Switch?
Right.
So I finally got that all straightened out. And besides a lot of the doubles, I learned that you can still purchase games digitally through the 360 and through the PS3.
Oh, wow.
And I'm sure Microsoft and Sony both had some sort of alarm go off going, what idiot is purchasing through the 360 and through the PS3?
That would, well, I mean, there can only be one idiot. So,
I mean, just to kind of put things into perspective, basically I purchased a lot of some of the games that I can get, like that are backwards compatible for the Series X. Mm-hmm. Some of those I got on sale, like Call of Duty Black Ops 2 and some other ones that are, I can't remember off the top of my head, but PS3 and Xbox 360 stores. No sales whatsoever. No. So I was purchasing them at whatever prices they were at. But just to go through some of the ones I'm getting rid of, basically now I have all the God of Wars.
Okay.
Purchase those digitally now on the PS3. I had three, including the physical disc, I had three copies of Super Street Fighter 4. Wow. So, Lego Batman, that was what was on sale. Lego Batman for Xbox 360. Even some original Xbox games that some of them are backwards compatible on the 360, like Blowout. Okay. So I was able to do that. I did get a bunch of PS1 games on the. So when I booted up the PS3, I'm like, let me see what's available, because I have some PS1 games. Right. And when you search PS1, there's a ton of them that come up.
No, that's cool.
Yeah, such as Star Wars, and I'll put pictures up when we do this. Star Wars Dark Forces and other ones that I don't have in front of me. But basically, long story short now, between doubles and just starting to repurchase, and I think I went through now my entire collection, and I double checked on Microsoft and on PS, Sony PlayStation Store. I think I'm good to go right now. I tried to pick up remasters where I could.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty sure I have Final Fantasy VII somewhere. Not the full, I mean, I have the remake, but like the remastered PS1 version.
Okay.
So I just don't remember where exactly. But it's where I'm at right now. And look, if you find me and you see me, or Ann, I'll tell you afterwards, you know, what I got here if you're interested.
I just might be.
You know, and again, this is a small, literal small handful of my entire collection, but you know, it's just, to me, it's time to move on, and I'm going to be honest, again, I'm going to get some groans from both you and the Peanut Gallery. I'm going to check through some of these behind me.
Uh-oh.
Some of the, like, NES maybe and Genesis ones. Again, ones that I'm not, look, I mean, some key ones I'll keep, but for the most part, you know, just trying to reduce some of the collection here.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I don't know. I guess it's just where I am right now. It's hard to explain that part of it, but.
Well, you're getting older.
I sure am.
That's actually what I attributed to because like, as I, you know, with every move that I do,
every move you make.
Yeah. Every move I make, every step I take, I'd be whittling down. So, but like every time I move, like I feel like, and as I get older, I'm like, I want to take less stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep slowly whittling things down. The one thing I haven't whittled down, obviously that's still growing, is my video game collection. But everything else I've owned, I've been slowly getting rid of because I just don't want stuff anymore.
But you're getting rid of, or you're like, again, like you're replacing. You know what I mean?
No, I'm getting rid of.
Okay. No. That's... Yeah. I understand. Don't get, trust me. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Vinyl. No, like, because I didn't want, especially like, I didn't want to move into this house knowing that I'm going to have to like store a whole bunch of stuff just because. So, you know, so I've been whittling a lot of stuff down. And every time I look around, I'm always like, well, what else can I get rid of?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's just a thing. It's just a thing. Yeah. You just don't want, and I get it. As much as I make fun of it, I do get it.
And also there's something about it. It's also one of the reasons why I enjoy the digital. It's like, it's all like there. Like if I want to go from like Dark Forces, Star Wars, Dark Forces to, you know, Rayman, which is one that I purchased. Like I don't have to, I know it sounds lazy, but you know, I don't have to get up and switch the disc out or whatever. Right. I do it right there. It's the same I do with the movies. I can switch on the fly with the movies. So, So we'll see. I don't know. You know, I'm going to continue to look through. Like I said, you know, now that a lot more games are being remastered, I might check some of those out. But for now, got a good, healthy group. I'm trying to think what else that guy purchased from me. I think he picked up Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 1 and 2 as well.
Yeah.
Because I just got those for the PS5 or PS4.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that was about it. He might have purchased VR Missions, and because I'm eventually going to buy the Metal Gear Solid series.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But yeah, that's basically that. My Black Friday really wasn't too many sales, but it was just, like I said, you know, moving some more clutter. And you know, we'll see what I can do with these handful. Right. It was funny. It's funny, though, how many doubles. I'll call them doubles.
Yeah. It's weird. I've come across a few doubles in my collection, but you know what? A lot of them are like NES or Atari 2600.
Mm-hmm. Like, for example, like I got NBA Jam on Wii.
Yeah.
But I also have NBA Jam on Fire Edition on the PS3, which is just an updated version of this.
Okay.
So that's what it's all about.
Right. Yeah. I get that. Well, that's why whenever I go to a retro game store to go shopping, I didn't own a PS3. I owned a 360.
I remember that. Yeah.
So now that I have a PS3, every time I go to the store, I look at PS3 games.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at them, it reminds me why I didn't buy a PS3. No, because here's what happened.
We had an Xbox too.
I had a 360, and at the time, most games came out on both.
So agreed, 100%.
There was no reason to have both. Mm-hmm. And the exclusives on the PS3 at the time were not games I was interested in.
Yeah.
So I just never owned the PS3. So
I'm happy I have a PS3, especially because I have the first generation that goes that's backwards compatible.
Yeah, man. Yep. I had that originally.
Awesome. Right, which is awesome. And that's going to be beneficial to me. And I have a handful of PS3 games.
Mm-hmm.
But there really isn't anything like I'm hungering for on the PS3.
No, I hear you. Like, I even sat and I'm going, well, I have Darkstalkers on PS3. You know, mm-hmm. like, now is it a point, like, I don't think I've booted this game up in God knows how long.
Darksiders,
what'd I say? I said something else, yes. Darksiders, excuse me. So there's a lot of games, trust me, I sat there going, am I ever going to play this again?
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, you know what? In the offshoot that I might, I'll just pull the trigger. Now, the one, I think I did update this. Because Marvel vs. Capcom 3 on Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, I purchased that.
Nice.
Another memory that was unlocked when I was doing this. Wow, I forgot, or maybe I didn't realize because back then it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, how slow the PS3 and the 360 are for downloading games, especially a 10 gigabyte game.
Oh, forget it.
Story.
Yeah. It would take forever.
And as I'm purchasing these, I'm going, ooh, maybe I should double check to make sure I have room. Because it's not like these are easily expandable like the PS5 and the Xbox X. So that got dangerous for a moment. Mm-hmm. And then again, I started going through like the 360, my Xbox 360. I was able to delete everything on there that's
on
playable on the Xbox Series X. Correct.
Yep.
Oh, the X. No, well, Xbox One as well, but I had to like test it because in my head I'm like, oh, if I delete it over here, am I going to delete it over
right.
here?
Right.
So yeah. I got through that. I kind of forgot I had a bunch of shows as well on the 360, which mm-hmm. a lot of them are available now. You know, streaming platforms and everything. So it was fun to go through it. It was fun to see what I had. And I was like, you know what? Let me take a moment and play some of these old games. I have like Trash Panic on PS3 or The Last Guy, which was an amazing game on the PS3, which is also available if you're an upper echelon plus member on the PlayStation.
Oh, got it. There.
Okay. And that was another thing I was debating. Do I just upgrade my PlayStation, you know, to get access to a lot of these old games?
Yep.
But
I did that when they first changed it over.
So did I.
I never used it. So I just went back down.
So did I.
To my regular, but, yeah.
Because that's where like the God of War 1 and 2 mm-hmm. are, you can play them on the PS5. But in a weird way, kind of like how I have the expansion pack for the Switch,
yeah.
and I have the additional Switch Mario Kart courses,
yep.
you bought them because you're like, let me buy them so I have them in case I don't renew my subscription or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Meanwhile, flip that around and I'm like, maybe I should just do the PlayStation Plus whatever
right.
to get these God of War games. Nah, let me just purchase them. Which I did. And like I said, my poor PS3 was on for probably 12 hours straight.
Nice.
Downloading all this stuff. And the final thing to mention is, because of how much of a hump it is, the PS3, you can't just buy games straight off the PS3 store. You have to, let me rephrase that. You can't buy it directly from a credit card. You have to load up load up a gift card.
Credits or something.
And then purchase it.
Oh, wow.
So I was having to go back and forth to a website and doing this.
Oh, that's nuts.
It was a pain in the butt, but again, I did what I did. It was worth
it. Well, if it makes you happy, which it should.
It made me happy, but it did things. So
it made your credit card companies happy.
Oh, my God. Forget about it. Thank God it's Christmas time. So we'll see what happens. But yep, so that's where I'm at. We'll see what happens with this stuff, because that's what I'm going to be interested in. Even I'm interested in myself.
But as I say, if we have a discussion, we'll have a discussion on that if you do choose the... to part with some stuff.
Not all of it. Yeah. Not all of it, but some.
Yep.
So, and that was basically my week. So.
All right. Well, that was a week.
Yes, it
that
was
a week. You got to see my week physically here.
Yes.
But what do you say we get to some retro news?
Why not? But before we do, if anyone wants to yell at me or if you're interested in purchasing any one of my games, you know, maybe I'll do a running list on the thing. Ant, where can they find us?
All right. Yeah. Please yell at Larry. And you can do that on facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter
X.
at RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube at RetroGamersPodcast, or you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com.
Yes, I have like all the God of Wars. If anybody's purchasing,
I've never played them.
Oh my god, I love the. I'm not funny enough. I'm not crazy about the ones on the PS4 and PS5, like the God of War Ragnarok, and the one before it. But the ones on the PS3, well, PS2 originally, were phenomenal. Even the ones on the PSP, which are also available on the PS3, amazing. So I can't wait to go back and start playing those. I'm definitely going to.
Very cool.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Let's do it.
To some retro news, retro birthdays. One quick thing I want to throw out there is I know we haven't really been doing Game of the Week. I know we talked about
I know. Yeah.
But and I'm going to be traveling, so it's going to be tough for me right now. So I think we should just bring Game of the Week back in the new year.
Okay.
I think it'll be a lot easier though.
Fair enough.
All right. So in the new year, we'll bring back Game of the Week because I was really enjoying that. And I don't want it to go away.
No, it definitely won't go away. Just things got in the way.
So. Yep. All right. So a few retro birthdays, some from this week and some from last week, since I wasn't available last week. And there were two big ones I wanted to mention.
That yes, definitely.
But this week we had two retro birthdays celebrating their 15th anniversaries.
Ooh, okay.
2008, Prince of Persia on the PS3, 360, and Windows.
Okay.
So that was a 15th retro birthday. Okay. And then conversely, also in 2008, we have the 15th retro birthday of Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories on the PS2.
Oh, man. One of the, what I like to call the offshoots, if you will.
Yes.
And I still don't know how they play one into of the offshoots story.
In the weird alternate timeline.
Oh, my God. Forget about it.
We're not getting into that. But that's celebrating its 15th retro birthday. And then last week, we had two big retro birthdays. Well, one really big. The other one maybe kind of ho-hum.
Yes.
But we have the 25th retro birthday of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time on the N64.
I did not mention
super major retro birthday.
And I didn't mention it because you weren't on the show. That's the story I'm sticking to.
Yeah, right. Because you did research.
So this is what bugs me about Ocarina of Time being 25 years old. So I've been out of college now for a little short time of that. Again, putting my life into perspective, because The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time was the very first thing I ever purchased with a credit card.
Yep.
And I remember I got the card in college. I had like a $500 limit on it. Mm-hmm. My parents were like, all right, this is good. You start building credit. Use it only for emergency purposes. Well, I needed the game. So
that was an emergency. That was a legit emergency.
And I remember back then it was a legit like $70, $75 game.
Yep.
So
yes, it was.
Yeah.
25 years old. And then the last thing celebrating its 30th retro birthday is actually a console I just showed you that you awed over, and it was the Atari Jaguar. The Atari Jaguar turned 30.
Is it 30?
Turned 30 last week. Yeah.
What the deuce? Is that going to be the next Hallmark ornament, a Jaguar?
Could be. You never know.
A Jaguar.
Along with the Jaguar being 30 are the launch titles as well. There were four launch titles with the system. Okay. They were Cybermorph, Raiden, Dino Dudes, and last but not least, Trevor McFur in the Crescent Galaxy.
Of course. Why hasn't that been remade?
Yeah. Well, that was supposed to be, I guess, their mascot for the Jaguar, which was just weird.
Cybermorph. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but those four games were the were also celebrating 30th retro birthdays.
Oh, wow. So happy, okay, cool.
Happy 30th Atari Jaguar. You were not very well liked.
But yet some new games are we've talked about in the past. There are new games.
We have been talking about
out
it
for the Jaguar. So
let's jump over to the rest of the news. I don't have much.
Let's do it.
So this was interesting. I'm sure you saw this because it's about the Nintendo Switch.
I probably have them.
Nintendo announced that they are launching an 18 plus N64 Switch Online app in Japan.
I heard about it. Then I was gravely disappointed when I read the article.
The two games that will be coming out on it are GoldenEye and Jet Force Gemini. They'll be debuting on the 18 plus variant.
And the reason is for that very just over there in Japan, you had to be over 18 to play those games. It has nothing to do with what I was hoping for.
Nope.
It has everything to do with what we crave, which is
They are not creating any type of games. Look, there are plenty of anime based games you can purchase on.
I was going to say library. it's not like there are arcade games over there. So
correct,
but nevertheless, and I think I'll be able to pick this up, and I might be able to download this because I have a Japanese account on the Switch. So I'm just going to see if I can play around with that. And we're getting Jet Force Gemini in December.
Yes.
For the Western audience. So
yeah, so that'll be really cool.
Yep.
Okay, this is interesting. I really really actually enjoyed this, and this is kind of fitting. You see my seventh guest box up here?
I do. We all do. Yes,
we all see it. This is the original copy of the seventh guest in what we know were the big giant computer game boxes.
Yep. I think you got that at the Retro Expo.
I did get that at the Retro Expo. So somebody created a website now that is called the Big Box Collection.
Mm.
And the website showcases all of the old games that came in big boxes.
Really?
So it currently has over 748 boxes.
Oh my gosh.
From the creator's personal collection.
Personal, even better.
Personal collection. I'm trying to get the person's name. Oh, his name is Benjamin. On Instagram or Twitter.
Just Benjamin. Just Benjamin.
He is at 3D Big Box Games.
Okay. I'm actually on their website right now.
Yeah, so if you go to the website, bigboxcollection.com, he has a list. And if you click on the boxes, it gives you all of the information that's on the back of the box. It shows you what's in the box.
What's in the box? And 3D rendered that you can spin.
3D rendered of the box. So you can spin it around and look at the actual original box. Like I'm doing it right now with the seventh guest box that I own.
This looks familiar. How does he have, a statistics breakdown on the bottom of his page.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to figure out what the one vinyl is.
Oh, that I do not know.
But this is wild
stuff. Yeah, just really, really cool. Bigboxcollection.com. Definitely definitely a website I really like. So if you want to check it out, please do.
Definitely.
Moving on to the console that will never die. The Intellivision Amico.
I'm starting to regret getting my deposit back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Intellivision announced that they are about to release a smartphone application for iOS and Android that will effectively turn your phone into an Amico console. What they're doing is they're trying to raise funds through the app so that they can produce the actual physical Amico console, because they don't have the money to make them.
No, they don't. I still believe in this system. I still think it's cool for a family friendly system. I mean, as long as they stick to that, it was going to be budgeted correctly. The price point is going to be ridiculous. And again, it was going to be for families. It wasn't going to compete with anything.
Yep.
They always did talk about doing an app anyway. So, but I'd be interested in seeing what this app is all about.
Yeah. So the free Amico Home app is currently available on Android.
Boo.
It has two games, Astro Smash and Missile Command.
Boo.
Shark.
Well, they're 0-2 for me right now.
Shark and Side Swipers are expected to arrive in the upcoming months.
Okay.
Once installed, you can connect your phone to a TV and get the full Amico experience without having to wait for a console.
Okay.
I'm assuming somewhere in here you'll be able to purchase these games. So like, and the money they raise from that, they're going to use towards making the actual console, so you can buy the console. So, I have a feeling that's not going to work. So good luck in television.
I think it might, and I hope to see.
Well, it might, because it's definitely going to get some money from you.
Well, I don't have an Android, so right now it's not going to.
All right. But it's coming out on iOS too. So once it does.
Okay.
We mentioned the Polymega earlier on the show. Very long time ago, because the show's going long. but you had asked me a question, and I am going to give you an answer, because what happened was
Polymega or Playmagi announced earlier this year that they were going to fulfill all of their Polymega orders, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're still holding to that promise that all pre-orders will ship by the end of this year.
Oh man, cutting it close.
But they did say that the process of fulfilling all these orders could bleed into January.
Ah.
So it'll get shipped, but you may not get your hands on the actual Polymega until January.
As long as it ships at this one. I mean, January is around the corner anyway, so no matter.
Yep. So they did announce about the Ultra module, which is the N64 one. The units are done. They're done. They're packed. They're ready to ship. The reason why they haven't shipped yet is because they have to update the console's system software.
Okay. Makes sense. Because
the software needs to be updated in order to play the N64 games.
Makes sense, yeah.
They don't want to ship it out until the software update comes out because they don't want people messing up their Polymegas.
It could crash it. Yeah, no, exactly. All right.
They don't want to crash it.
I get
so
that.
That's what's holding it up. They did say game compatibility is at more than 98% of the N64 library, which is pretty good.
It's not bad at all.
It's also compatible day one with controller packs, rumble packs, and transfer packs. So you can bring your game saves over from your N64, nice, which is great.
Do you have any of your memory cards?
I do actually have I have two or three, and I still have my rumble pack.
Awesome. Very cool.
Still have my rumble pack. So the software update is expected to come out on December 4th. And then once that comes out, they will be shipping
next week.
Ultra. Yeah, exactly. So that's, you know, really cool.
It's funny you say that. Just real fast to piggyback on that. Speaking of the Atari 2600 Plus, I did see a message. Clearly doesn't affect mine, but it looks like Atari came out and said, hey, look, we're shipping the Atari 2600 Pluses. But apparently they had like more orders than they had units.
Oh, oopsie.
Oh, yeah. So they're like, we're
It's a reverse ET situation.
We're making them, but some people might have to wait a little bit. I do not. I just have to wait for fake weather. So
yes. Last thing about Polymega, just about the light gun, the Polymega app, the Polymega remake, and the Atari module. They said they will have updates on all of those, including a new unannounced project in early 2024. So there's something else coming.
What could that be?
I'm guessing another module.
Virtual Boy?
No, nobody's going to waste their time on that.
Damn.
I'm hoping what I would love the announcement to be is that Saturn or Dreamcast will be available on the disc.
That would be cool. I feel like they would go Dreamcast. No offense to the Saturn.
But the Saturn might be easier to do.
Probably. But I think
I would want the
money
Dreamcast.
Would be on Dreamcast.
I would want the Dreamcast.
And look, don't get me wrong. I'm waiting for it so I can hook it up to the VCS.
Yeah.
Cause, you know, get more use out of it.
Yeah. And then the last bit of news I have, this is really interesting. If you remember Sega back in the early 90s, they had the Genesis and then they came out with the Sega CD. And then we had something called the 32X, right?
the weird looking mushroom.
The weird looking one. Sega at the time in Japan, though, they released a Sega Neptune console. I don't know if you knew about this.
Well, they were working on it.
They were working on a Neptune console.
Yeah.
Which was going to be $200 and it was going to play 32X games right in the console itself. So you just put the cartridges and it would play.
Yeah. It was supposed to be the Neptune. That's what we were supposed to get originally, but something happened and they couldn't do it. So like, you know what, let's just do this as an add-on. And that's how we ended up with the 32X. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It was designed to be what they called they wanted it to be a low cost alternative to the 32-bit Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed it off and all that. They showed it off. It was going to be $200, but it never made it to market. But then people began modding it, right?
Okay.
So that you can see what it is. A modder called Divizix. With DVIZIX, created a Neptune shell that you can 3D print.
That's pretty cool.
So you can actually create your own Sega Neptune with a 3D printer. And then you have to, you have to download like the modulation software and install that.
Yeah, it's stuff Jack can do.
Yeah, but again, so a modder actually created his own Sega Neptune.
That's pretty cool.
And then he put the instructions online and the files online for anybody who wants to try making one.
I, If we would have gotten the Neptune instead of the 32X, mm-hmm. I think the landscape would have been completely different. And I don't think the 32X games would be as, you know, kind of laughed at, if you will,
right,
as they are today. So
no, I agree. But that's all I have for retro news.
And that's all we have here then. All right. Yep. So then we will wrap this up. And one more time, where can they find us?
You guys can find us on Facebook.com/RetroGamersPodcast, on Instagram at RetroGamersPodcast, on Twitter at RetroGamersPod. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube at RetroGamersPodcast, or you can email us at TheRetroGamers.com. And you will find me on location once again next week.
So you'll be on the show, just somewhere in the world.
I will be on the show, but somewhere else. So we will play Where in the World is Anthony this week.
I am pretty sure we can hire Rockapella very cheap to do some sort of song for us.
I think so. I in fact, I think I have a 20 over here somewhere.
Well, what are we going to do with the change?
I don't know.
All right. Well, Ant, safe travels.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the week. Thank you very much. And congratulations on the home, of course.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to you visiting.
Yes, soon. Eventually.
There is a guest room.
Well, maybe you give me your address one day. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
Folks, we'll catch you everywhere, literally, next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.